All right, welcome back. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q, and I'm the lead pastor, Reeds Chapel Church of God in Grandview, Tennessee. Today's devotion is really based on Judas, but it could go a little broader. It's Matthew 26, verse 24, and it reads, "The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born." The idea here is Jesus knows he's going to the cross. He already knew that. But woe, kind of like damnation, right? To the man who betrays him. Woe unto that man. A lot of times in Scripture, if judgment is coming to a person or a city, they'll say, woe unto that city or woe unto that person. So really it means judgment unto that man who betrays the Son of Man. Now, we'll see two words for Jesus, and really they're two aspects of Jesus. He's called the Son of Man. The Bible describes him as the second Adam. Why? Because he was born of Mary. He was born of flesh. So he is the Son of Man. But also, we see him proclaimed as the Son of God as well. He has no earthly father. He was born of a virgin, so he therefore is also the Son of God, but he is the Son of Man on our behalf. He had to come in the flesh to redeem the flesh, to condemn sin in the flesh. He himself as God, the Son of God, had also to be the Son of Man in the flesh. And so, it says, woe to him who betrays the Son of Man. Obviously, we see Judas after this. He betrays him for the pieces of silver. Doesn't even take the money afterwards. Goes out and hangs himself, is what Scripture says. But on a more broader and general note, we see in Matthew 10, verse 33, it says, "Whoever denies me before men, I will deny you before my Father in heaven." And so that's a warning for us all. That's a woe or a judgment for us all. If we deny Christ before men, he will deny us before our Father in heaven. And that's basically what Judas is doing here. He's denying the deity of Christ. He believes it's better to get some money than to submit and to believe that Jesus is, in fact, the spotless Lamb, the Savior, the Messiah. Just meditate on that today. Do not deny your Father in heaven, right? Do not deny him. Do not be ashamed of him. There's nothing to be ashamed of. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings. He's real. Don't deny him before men, and he won't deny you before his Father in heaven. Proclaim Jesus. Live for Jesus. Talk about Jesus today. Do not deny him like Judas did. God bless. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q, and we will see you guys tomorrow.